Hi, it's Marcus McCaughan on Audioboo. Heading up through the park once again, and it would cut through you like a knife, that wind. Oh, my goodness me, it's freezing. But I was listening to an Audioboo done by Paul O'Mahony at O'Mahony Blog in a response to Ricky, who is the blind at the Blind Caribbean man, I think. Forgive me, that was Paul's fault for saying blind birder, but that's okay. That's Ben, is the birdie man. But anyway, Ricky did an audio boo, and his audio boo was in response to someone else whose name escapes me. It's not someone I follow. I can't remember the title now, forgive me for that. But anyway, Ricky was doing response. And you know, Ricky in his usual, I'd say flamboyant and exuberant style, which is fantastic. A spade's a spade with Ricky. He says what's on his mind, and he says it in such a colourful manner. It's always interesting listening. But he was talking about charity, or charities, and donating your money to charities. And Ricky explains how he donates his time or material goods or food, drink, whatever, to the needy rather than give money, because he says himself that about 10 cents in the dollar is about all that goes to the actual charity if you donate a dollar. And then Paul made his response to Ricky's audio book. So this is my response to it, and my feelings, and it's my own personal feelings, of course. And that is, donating financially to charities is a bit of a gamble, really. Because 10% is probably about right of the figure that you donate would actually get to that charity. There are so many overheads, administration costs, accountants' costs, and it just eats away and eats away at the money. I've got personal experience with this because my wife has been involved with St. Vincent de Paul, and through that involved with SCIAF in this country, which SCIAF, by the way, an acronym for the Scottish Catholic International Aid Fund. And what's happened with that particular charity, which when it started off was an excellent means of donating to those in desperate need throughout the world, was that they began to form massive administration throughout the country, and not just this country but wherever they were based abroad. And what happens now is that they have managers, they have accountants. It's supposed to be a voluntary organisation, but about four times a year, you could say almost every quarter, they publish and post, and I say post out, these little packages telling you all about SCIAF and what they do and how you can donate, and you can select someone, if you like, some child in Africa or someone somewhere else in South America in desperate need, or some organisation that needs your help. And this booklet, these booklets that's enclosed in this package, plus other details, must cost pounds to produce and post out. And nobody's doing that for nothing. And they're so elaborate, so colourful, and every time they come out, there's more and more paperwork within that package. So much so that when we get ours in now, and we have been doing this for a while, it goes straight in the bin. Now you might say, well, isn't that a bit of a sin? Isn't that a bit of a shame? Well, it's not, because SCIAF is an internationally known charity organisation. They do not need to pump out all this stuff. There's other means of doing it. And they are obviously spending so much money on, I don't know, I could only guess at the hundreds of thousands of these packages that are produced about four times a year, sent out all over. I'm saying the UK, could be sent out all over. And to me and to us, it's just a horrendous waste of resources. because if you got this package and you decided you'd go and donate £5, for example, to one of the charities within, how much of that £5 do you think is going to get to that particular charity or the person or people in need? Because someone somewhere has to pay for all that advertising. Someone has to be paid for designing it. Someone has to be paid for printing it up. Someone has to be paid for putting it into a wee package. And someone has to be paid for posting that out. Well, GPO in our case. And it's just so stupid. It's just so damn stupid to do all this. There's no need for it. Now, Ricky was talking about charities and the 10% getting in. And that's true. And I can tell you now, going back even 10 years past, that the Sue Ryder organisation, a charity in this country, I don't know if it's international, but it was found out, and I say found out because it was never revealed, it was someone delved in and found out that even 10, 12 years ago, Sue Ryder was taking 90% off your pound away. People were handing in money, handing in goods, and if they sold something for £5, then 50 pence of that was going to the charity. The rest was going into their organisation, their administration. Now, charity shops in this country, I'll speak about this country alone, used to be run by volunteers. Now, they get revamped at least every year with new shelving, new lighting, new decoration, new this, new that. And they've all got managers, manageresses if you like, but managers. They've all got managers to run that. Some, they're getting paid, they're not voluntary. Very few have actually got volunteers in now. Most of them are being paid. So who's paying for that? Yep, that's right. Your money. It's not going direct to the charity. And if I can say this about Ski-Aff and about Sense and about Sue Ryder and Bernardo's, they're all included under these charities that I'm talking about, and they're all the same. And wherever you donate financially, you can guarantee that most of that's going to administration somewhere. And your 10%, if you're fortunate, 10% of that is actually getting to the need that you donated to. I don't know if there's any way around about this, if there's any resolution to this, but I just know that's the way it's going. So we no longer donate, and like Ricky, we donate directly. Well, of course, we are Christian Catholics, so we put money in the plate at the weekends, and that invariably goes somewhere. But I've no doubt that that will also lose some if it's worth on its way in administration. But we've totally stopped donating money to charities, and we do it in other ways. I don't do as much or anything near as much as what Ricky does. I mean, Ricky's, if you listen to Ricky's audio, and RJ, to do listen to that, this guy's out there and he's giving his clothes away, and he's going buying clothes, and he's taking people into his home and feeding them. I don't do that. I'm very charitable in nature. I'll help anybody with anything, but I'm not along that lines. I think that's actually phenomenal what Ricky's doing. Very, very massive heart in my mind. But at the end of the day, if you can help someone, or if you see someone on the street and you've got a fiver in your pocket, give it to them. That fiver is not going to lose any value if you hand it from hand to hand in person to that person. We take it to nuns or donations to some of the priests that are working in the missions. We know that money is in their hand. You're giving them in an envelope. You know it's going to them directly, and you know that they entrust them to do exactly with that money what you've given them to do with it. So I agree with Ricky wholeheartedly. Far too much of charity money now is being swallowed up by administration costs, and I guess there's probably people, as Ricky said, on first class flights going over to see how their charity is going instead of going budget airlines or whatever. Yeah, they're taking money off it, and it's a tragedy. because at the end of the day, if you look at, I don't know what it's like elsewhere, but in the UK at the moment, we, and for a long while now, we have been inundated with charities. I mean, almost every hour on the adverts here, there'll be one charity appeal after another, after another, another. And that's not to say that I'm not charitable, that's not to say you've not to be charitable. I'm just agreeing with Ricky and with Paul, in a sense, that monetary donations nowadays, you're far better to give it someone in their hand. And you might say, well, how is that going to get to a child in Africa, a village in South America, a poor family in India or wherever else? How is that going to do if you hand it to direct people? Well, that's a choice you have to make. And it's a choice we all make, how we want to help people in the world. I just don't see it as... I have to accept a consequence of not sending money to charities now. Because if I want to send £10 now to a charity, to a village hall somewhere in the world that desperately needs that £10, I'm going to have to send £100 to make sure they get the £10. And I've not made a money, and no one else has made a money to my knowledge except the wealthy. And most of those are pretty damn good at giving away massive amounts of money. But they can afford to fly over there and hand the money direct. Why not do that? We can do that. We're ordinary folk. That's my take on it. I just don't see... and I don't see how there's a resolution, as I said. These organisations, charity organisations, are getting bigger and bigger and bigger with more administration costs. And eventually that 10% will be whittled down to 5, maybe even worse as the years goes on. So, I just give what I can. But in a physical sense, in other words, I can help someone by... I can help someone by doing something for them, helping them out in a physical sense, giving them some appliance that I don't need any longer to help them out, or helping them find some help somewhere, I'll do that. But the money, I'd rather just come across someone and stick that fiver or that tenner in the hand. That way I know no one else is stealing a penny from that. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.